Okay, for those who aren't aware, this is the vision for next year. Join us for the better life. But more about that next week when we launch this new year of inviting people for the better life, hence the alpha stuff, all that next week. But this week we want to just finish with this thought, which is it's time now for this, to leave a legacy. And the word legacy comes from a Latin word which means commission. It's the office of the legate. Sounds a bit Roman, doesn't it? And the legate. And it means to commission something. It's a co-mission. People together sending, going out. That's what the word mission means. So when we leave a legacy, often people think of just money. They left a legacy. Somebody died and left a house or some money. But it's more than that. And our call is to leave a legacy. And here's one verse. This is from the book. It won't come up yet. It's from the book of Deuteronomy. And the word is an Old Testament writing. And the word Deuteronomy, just be honest, if you've ever heard of the word Deuteronomy. Well, quite a few. Oh, very good. The word actually means, these are the words. That's what it means in the Hebrew. These are the words, and these are the words of God. And it was it's in the time of Moses. And it says, Moses, as he passes on the baton of leadership to, who did he pass it on to? Joshua. And as he passes it on to Joshua, they write down these words, and he's saying, these are the words of God, people. Don't forget the words of God. And the word of God is this, follow the ways of God. Be disciplined and follow the ways of God. And this is one verse to chapter 11, verse 19. He says, well, let's say them together. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Place these words on your hearts. Get them deep inside you. Teach them to your children. Talk about them wherever you are. Sitting at home, walking in the street. Talk about them from the time you get up in the morning until you fall into bed at night, so that you live a long time and your children with you on the soil that God promised. Wow. So, this scripture, this Bible verse says to not just then, and this was written 1,500 years before Jesus came along. But these words are timeless. These are words of God speaking to us now. And what these words say is, get the words of God. That's why we did the Grow Project last year. All that material, all those videos, all that stuff for us to discuss in our groups. These are the words of God, as in the Bible. Take God's words and get them deep inside of you. Not skin deep. I've got a bit of Christianity and I do a bit of this, but deep down inside of you. That's number one. So that's for grown-ups. Get it deep inside of you. Secondly, then teach it to your children. Talk about these words of God wherever you are. When you're at home, says here, or walking in the street. We all walk in the street. Talk about it when you get up in the morning until you fall into bed at night. So again, for those of us with children, say our prayers with our children at night. Say prayers, remind them of God. And in the morning, say a prayer, even if it's in the busyness and the chaos of getting off to school. Say a prayer. And when you're chatting and off out at the weekend or doing stuff, keep reminding our children that God is real, that Jesus is real. Keep talking about God with our children, because they ain't going to get it in the school. It's gone. Very rare now to get the talking of the Christian faith in our schools. And so there's only one place left, and that's the church. That's the church. And the promise of the Bible is this. So if we do that, you will live a long time. That's really quite amazing. If we honor God with our children, we will live a long time. And in the original Bible then, the original words, the words a long time mean a long time. We'll live a long time and your children with you on the soil that God promised. I still believe that this, in essence, is a Christian, could be again a Christian-based nation. It's where we came from, and I believe it's where we need to go to. That happens when we teach our children the ways of faith. And so, before we sing our last song, what do we do about it? I want to put this on the screen. As a church, we need to pray and commit and give. If we pray about this and pray with our children and pray for this work, 16 years ago, Trish and I have been here at 19th year this year. 16 years ago, 17 years ago, there was no midweek communities, and now we've got kids work under fires, and now we've got connection, as Helen said, with 1,500 adults and children. There was no youth work. Everything went down the hill to Philly. We had no youth work, and now there's over 100 teenagers on the books. And we had 16 children in a group that was run by parents. Jack's now got about 125 on the book. So it is pretty remarkable, but we need to keep praying for that work. Secondly, we then commit ourselves to pray, and we need to commit to other things as well. I've asked these three guys not to talk about we need more team. Having team is a given. We shouldn't be asking for more team. They should have people knocking on their door saying, we want to work with your team in kids or under fives or youth. Is there room for me? And those leaders should be saying, I'm really sorry. At the moment, there is no room. There's a waiting list of people who want to be on the youth team. Why not? Why not? Because if we honor, I do look at these guys with youth. These are full-on busy people. Teachers, but they're doing other stuff as well. Busy people. And then they give Friday nights up. And it's tough, but it's very rewarding. People in the toddlers work, the midweek tots and toddlers, and people working with our kids work on a Sunday. These are busy people, but if we commit and we pray and we're willing to give our time and our effort and our money, I'm telling you, we could see a revolution happen. And finally, I think for us here at SDC, that's why we've spent this whole 1 hour talking about our young people. It's time for us to take the next step. We have worked tirelessly over these years trying to work with other partners and churches. The hardest thing is to work with another church, particularly with youth work, because nobody really wants to work with anybody else, because we're so... this is my experience. Youth groups and youth leaders and churches are so desperate they don't want their few kids to go somewhere else or be influenced by anybody else. It's a bit pathetic, really. I understand. But the only partners who really work with us are the Message Trust in Manchester. So we're going full on to work with these guys, particularly with youth, but other stuff as well. And we're going to invest in it. We're going to pray about it. We're going to give time, effort, and money. And we're going to see, I believe we'll see, an absolute revolution happening. My dream is that there are, the staff know this, on the parenting course this year, that we see at least 40 to 50 couples. We're inviting the whole of Sheffield to come. We're inviting the whole of Sheffield. Invites are going to go out everywhere. It's the only parenting course of its kind in the city and in South Yorkshire. So we're inviting everybody to come. And my dream is that we see 40, it's way beyond what we've done already, 40 or 50 couples, all the chairs out, round tables in here, everybody in here, not just from our church, from across the city. That'd be awesome, wouldn't it? If we have parents really hearing about this stuff that they, good, godly values in their life. We're looking to raise up a youth church in Sheffield for South Yorkshire, kind of soul survivor church, where kids can come, 500 plus, great worship, bit like the Hire Tour, and then be sent back into their communities and parishes to be salt and light and fired up for God. You can't fire somebody up when there's only three of you. We need to get together and get the coals burning, and that's what we're doing. It's going to be a massive miracle to do that. But I'm committed to it, and I know Liam is. We're talking long and hard about this. We're going to get Liam and his team into schools doing Christian unions. We're full on for this, so we'll either do it or we'll go broke. There's no middle ground, is there? So now is the time, STC, for this to really happen. And all this is part of the better life that God has, not just for us, but for our children. Amen? Amen? Would you pray with me? Let's stand. So, Father, we pray that we would see a revolution happening in this church, that we would see, God, partners joining us. We've offered the hand out to loads of people, and we're still going to do that, but we can't wait for others. We're going to get on with it this year. And, God, we pray we would start to see not 1,500, but 2,000 and more of these young people, that our kids in the schools, in primary schools and in the secondary schools, know that this church is committed to them and their spiritual well-being. And all God's people said, Amen! Let's worship God now.